Now I have in studio Madeline Ebbs, our friend from DCC North, Brian Foley, Clean Boxing Club, and Ava Rose Henry, who's a bit of a hero. She's a young boxer and she's a gold medal winner. Madeline, do you want to introduce the gang here?
Okay, I'm delighted. Obviously, I'm delighted to have Brian Foley and Ava Henry along this morning because I'm avid fans of this club. You might remember a couple of years ago how I met Brian was they were looking for premises for the boxing club, and we got them temporarily set up in a warehouse over at Northside, which only lasted for about 2 years. So at present they're training down in St. Paul's in some prefabs, but the good news is DCC are looking at putting a building up on the Glen Road adjacent to the Glen Centre that's already there as a boxing facility. So we're hoping this time next year that this club will be actually set up, you know, on the Glen Road. And I'm just delighted to have met this crowd here, because Ava Henry, who's only turned 13, and I reckon she's going to be the next Katie Taylor here in Ireland, because she's an amazing young lady. I think she's a bit of a sports prodigy, to be honest. I let her tell you herself about all the sports that she's involved in and about her big win and achievement there 2 weeks ago. So I let you talk to Ava herself now.
Yeah, we just got to Brian there. Brian, I say, are you delighted with the way things are progressing?
Yeah, well, we're moving along. As I says, Madeline got us the facility over at Northside Shopping Centre there. It lasted 18 months or so. Moved on to St. Paul's Boys School there now. We were training, we're building up the club base with champions like Ava and more champions, like we've champions, three All-Ireland champions, Ava, is that right?
That's right.
Like Ava came to us at the ripe old age of 9. Yeah. And she's 13 now, so she's a big girl. So she's making the club so proud and the community so proud. So
yeah,
I'll let you go over to Ava.
Yeah, we're all very proud of you, Ava. Thanks very much for coming in. So how did you get involved, or what?
My uncles and all were in the Glen, and his little sister was asking me to go up because she didn't want to go up on her own, and it just started from there. Then I just kept training, and I started, they wanted me to fight, and my first ever fight was in the Monkstown Cup.
Monkstown. Yeah, that's up by Dunleary, isn't it?
Yeah. So that was my first fight.
And how were you interested in boxing or sports before that?
Yeah, I was in with Shelbourne. I was with football and the Gaelic with Parnells. So they were kind of my two main focuses, and then I started getting a bit more focused to the boxing, and that's...
Can I just say something there, John? When Ava walked into the door, the head coach, Darren Campbell, and myself looked at her and says, from the very first time she threw a punch or a jab or looking at her footwork, he says, we've got a champion here. That was from the very first day she walked in.
She has a gift.
Unbelievable gift. And just actually nurturing it and keeping it, that's the hard part. But that's down to the coaches and Darren Campbell. Yeah. But as I say, from the time she walked in, the head coach, Darren Campbell, saying, we've got a champion here. And that's...
You're 4 years now.
Yeah.
With Glenn.
Yeah. Two and a half.
Since you're 9, so it's just turning 10 when you came.
Yeah. 2.5 years. Yeah.
And do you love it?
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it.
And tell us about the competitions and the medals.
Well, I won recently. I only won the All Ireland final.
The
All Ireland final, and me cadets. The national cadets, and then I got to go over to the Europeans because I won the cadets, and it was just a great experience over there. And it was
in Georgia, Georgia.
Yeah,
and so
that's brilliant. It's fantastic, and congratulations.
Thanks.
Great achievement. Are you still involved with soccer and the GAA?
Well, I'm only at the leaving the soccer because I was training nearly twice a day, every day.
Yeah.
And then I had to cut down one sport, but I play for Dublin now with the Gaelic. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to cut down one. So I cut down the soccer.
And the women's final is on this weekend.
Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah. Are you going?
No, I couldn't get tickets for it.
Watch on television, same as the rest of us. So, Brian, you're very proud of Ava, yeah?
Oh, yeah, and all our other champions. We've got Rebecca Collins, who's All-Ireland champion. Ella Hannon, All-Ireland champion. We had Angeline Duffy, who's beaten, but she fought her heart out. By all sense of purpose, we could have had much more going forward to the Europeans, but we were just unfortunate in the cadets. But they're the decisions you get, but onwards and upwards for next year. That's the way we go about it.
Yeah.
Dust yourself down, let's go. But as I said, it's all down to the coaching staff. Yeah. They do all that side of it, and we look after running of the club. So that's the way things
are. So what's coming up next, Ava, for you?
The Dublins and the Esquires, I think.
Yeah.
The Esquires are on in October, the start of October. So
week. 4 weeks.
4 weeks from now,
So you're looking forward to it?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Then we start off again with the leagues and all this and everything.
Yeah. And then the All-Irelands next year as well.
Yeah.
So.
Can I just say, I think she's underplaying her European Championships out in Georgia. I mean, she had gone to 14 and she won a silver medal.
Yeah.
And the real exciting thing that happened in Glenroad and Coolock that day was Brian contacted us, the City Council, to get the local community centre opened on the Sunday. And the staff there kindly offered.
Brilliant.
And all the locals, all Ava's parents, our relatives, our grannies,
the club.
My God, the people that turned up. And we all watched it on YouTube. In the house, so we all watched Ava boxing in Georgia, and the atmosphere was only magic.
And it was a silver medal, you kind of.
Yeah. She won a silver medal.
So you didn't say that.
I think she should be boasting about this.
And I say, it does your confidence great as well, is it?
Yeah, like coming home and from your home, coming in the airport and all, everyone was just there to support. Like, it was great.
Was there two Irish silver medals won in Georgia?
You two on the team over there.
I think there was
six.
Six silver medals and two gold.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Unbelievable, as it says, Madeline puts all the facilities together. We give her the wish list and Madeline does the magic. That's the way we just go with the club. The facility, there must have been 60, 70, 80 people watching Ava.
It was great, I have to say, when things like that, local things like that happen, and it's just so uplifting. Just does your heart go pouring into the hall and
organised.
It was brilliant.
I gave Madeline another wish list for Ava's homecoming the week after he came home. She had a bouncy castle. She got us in contact with, how would you say, a fun day, a happy day for all the kids in the club. Welcome Ava back home. There was popcorn, there was slushies, there was bouncy castle.
No, it was lovely. A big homecoming party for her again up in the Glen Club, and again the lads up in the Glen Centre under Jason Brady, Conor McGlynn.
Unbelievable.
Come on board, because we are there and happy to facilitate, again, the terrific volunteers out there in the community. You know, there is great stuff going on. I'm particularly proud to know Brian and Darren and the lads here, and I'm a big advocate of kids getting involved in sport, because they're involved in sport, they're not going to have time to get themselves into trouble. And I'd like to think going forward Ava could be
an ambassador for the community.
Absolutely. And for young people, and that more girls and women aspire to be like all the great sportswomen in the world, and I've actually great hopes pinned on this young lady. And if there's anybody listening that knows or how to get in touch with Katie Taylor, Ava is just dying to meet her, so we're hoping somebody will listen in here today and make that happen. She's absolutely dying to meet her. She's her hero.
I say that'll happen.
Hopefully
it will, definitely.
Or maybe Katie will be dying to meet Ava.
In the ring. In the ring for the world title.
Learn a few things from Ava. When you get that homecoming and you looked at all the people there, it must have made you feel so proud.
I just wanted to meet me ma, like, for the whole trip over there. So my dad went over with me, and my ma was on with me little sister, but like, that's all I wanted was me ma. And as soon as I came in, I started crying, everyone was cheering and all, like, it was amazing.
Well, you deserve it. It's absolutely brilliant. And Madeline, we're always going on about volunteers. You mentioned again they're volunteers.
I do, and I always mention. I never fail to mention Brian Foley and the lads out here. The things that go on in the community is just brilliant, I just love to see more community activities. We're doing big work on the Stardust Park there at the moment. We have the Stardust Walk going on there. I have the CE men in working in there, and we're hoping that we'll get more usage of the park. And another project I'm looking at, and maybe actually some of you guys might be interested in, is I'd love to see a junior park run starting in the Stardust come September. Myself and my colleague Anthony Hayden, we intend touching base with the local schools to see can we look at starting up a junior park run. But it has to, you know, fall back on people in the area, and it has to fall back on the volunteers to run this and make it happen. But I think, considering the amount of work and money that's going to be spent in the park now, I think it will be a great thing for the area. So I might be able to rope this young lady. Sport is just, it's the answer.
It is brilliant. It keeps young people from going down the wrong road. We've said that on numerous occasions before. Yeah. And how would you feel about the future, getting young girls in and training them? And
well, now with boxing, it's all about the girls now. Like, there's so many girls coming in, and it's amazing.
You have great girls at the club.
Jamie, Rebecca, Ella, Angeline, it's loads of us.
Jamie's little sister, Ruben.
Robin,
coming on board. There's loads of girls
there. There's loads of girls coming on board now. The likes of all my cousins and all, and I tried to get my little sister and all on board now as well.
Is she interested?
Well, yeah.
But the thing is that we have to get the facilities for us to get them in it. We're actually at capacity now at the club. I get a phone call maybe once, twice, three times a day for people to join the club because what they're saying, how good the girls are, and the boys, of course, how good it, and the coaching staff there are brilliant. Everybody just wants to be part of the Clean Boxing Club now because of the achievements we've made there now. But unfortunately, at the minute, we cannot take any new members because we're at capacity there now. So we're back to the old story again.
It must be terrible having to say no as well.
It is hard to say no, but you have to work with what you've got.
Yeah.
That's what the way it is. If we overextend ourselves, the other kids will lose benefit. But when we get the new facility, where Madeline's working so hard getting the new facility, we'll be able to run classes every day, three times, four times a day. So, but Madeline's child, Madeline's, the work she's doing is just Trojan. So we'll get the new facility and we'll get going again.
I'm only a spoke now in a wheel.
You're probably more than a spoke.
obviously, it depends on the rest of the people at City Council rowing in, but they have been really good.
Great support.
So supportive to this club. They really have. And as I say, I hope this time next year that we will have a state of the art club up there, and we will see great things happening.
It should just happen automatically.
We wish it could just happen, but it's not. It's a process you have to go through. Even with John Lyons, has been great. John Lyons, I have conversation. John Lyons has been brilliant. But as I say, Madeline has the reins, and we just follow her. So that's what the club is on whole coattails. So she does all the hard work. We just say yay or nay. So as I say, even Connell, they're brilliant, absolutely the staff, absolutely brilliantly.
And Jason Brady, fair play to him, opening up the club there for us. But we really do try and facilitate people to help as best we can, just great things going on in this area. It's absolutely great things going on in this area. And again, anybody wants to get involved in any of it, you can give my number out at the end of the show. And if you get a chance to even go into YouTube and have a look at Ava Henry boxing, she's absolutely a joy to watch.
What do you think of Glen Boxing Club?
Oh, I love it. Since the start, it's just, they're like my second family. They're all just so supportive in everything I do, and everything, all my coaches and all, they're all brilliant. So they just made me up to where I am today.
Well, I hope there's somebody out there listening, and this facility needs to be provided for this community.
We know it will be with Madeline at the reins, and just don't worry about that.
She's great to have on your side.
And she's on our side, as we call her. We call her our guardian angel, because without Madeline, we'd be still stuck in the Glen Centre. Now, don't get me wrong, the Glen Centre was a great facility when we were there at the time. But when we moved on to the other place at the rear of Northside Shopping Centre, that was all down to Madeline. Everything was like that. So, as I say, we just stand behind Madeline now. The work she does is unbelievable in the community.
The work yourself and the other volunteers
My job if you guys weren't doing yours.
It's all for the kids. We've no interest in anything like that. And as Madeline said, we've no interest in bigging ourselves up. It's just for the kids. That's it. And if they have potential, let's nurture it and bring it on. As it says, even with Madeline, the parents of Ava and all that, they just bring the club on. They make the club. We're just there to organise it. The kids make the club.
But the volunteers are fantastic.
That's insane. The coaches now. As I say, without the kids, there's no club. Without the coaches, there's no club. So you have to mix match together. So yeah. you put it all together.
A lot of the volunteers and the different football clubs and all, these all come together.
Yeah, we get it, of course. Yeah.
Thing in Darndale.
Yeah.
Dean Russell was involved in that.
Well, on Saturday, we actually had all the local agencies that are involved up in Darndale, and we had a big collaborative approach to a fun day on Saturday. And we had between 2,500 and 3,000 people showed up to the park on Saturday, and it was probably the most amount of people I've ever seen in it. And it was a fantastic day. It went without a hitch. We even had a fishing competition, because you know the angling club has been set up in Darndale now. Brian Keneally from Sphere 17 is a big helping hand with that, and there's another young lady, 18 years old, Holly McCabe. We had her in here a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
very involved in the angling club there. So there was 68 fish caught up in the fishing competition on Saturday. So the junior winners and senior winners, and it's a catch and release policy, so the fish are put back in. But the amount of kids now that are after getting involved in the fishing up there now is absolutely brilliant. The football club is brilliant up there. So I have to say, on Saturday, fair play to everybody that got involved in the fun day on Saturday up there. It was an amazing success.
Yeah, and it's brilliant for the kids and the young people, because they're getting into something positive rather than going the other way.
It's about catching them and nurturing them, and you know, letting them see that there is another. There's lots more things to do rather than
hanging around streets
and getting involved in antisocial and that. You know, so and anybody that's listening here, anybody that wants any information on clubs or gyms or anything they want to do, just contact me. You can give my number out at the end of the show, John.
Right. Yeah, I love having you guys in, because, you know, there's a lot of the area around here, and it gets an awful lot of bad press. Mm-hmm. And it's brilliant hearing positive stories like this. Fantastic. And Ava, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me in.
We hope you'll be back in again when you win your next big tour. Anything you'd like to add, Madeline, Brian, Ava?
I just want to thank all my coaches and the club and all for bringing me where I am today, and Madeline for
supporting
me here and supporting me, and Brian for everything, really. So thanks, fella.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, listen, thank you all very much for coming in.
Right, we'll talk to you soon, John. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.